The Black Ball flag is out, but the coasters forge ahead. Alongside the ghost of Jacques Cousteau, the Beer Coasters have set out on an expedition to track down the elusive 120-minute Dogfish Head in the dangerous Briny Deep. Throughout the conflux of the undersea caverns, they spot the creature. Do they capture the slippery beast? Stay tuned and find out.
Let's crack it.
Always good when you underestimate the beer.
Less beer is not what I wanted to hear. Oh, don't drink that beer. That's for the bugs. Here, have this wine.
This is not a science class.
Cut it out.
Hello and welcome to the Beer Coasters podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the
best. Well, you
didn't
have to cut out the part about me telling you to cut it out. You could leave that in there.
A weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in American craft beer from coast and coast.
And everywhere in between.
I'm your host this week. This is Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada. And joining me is...
the one getting no respect. Chris in Dallas, Texas.
And Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
So welcome to issue number 120. So
issue 120.
So 120, what goes well with 120? Well, how about some Dogfish Head? 120-minute IPA, right? Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
If
we have perfect. One.
If we have one.
We do?
One.
We were able to scrounge up one bottle of the 120-minute.
But like, I'm in Boston, and you're in Vegas, so and Chris is in Dallas.
We'll probably have to go with the person that was closest to it.
Yeah. Oh. I should hope.
You need to hunt this sucker down.
So, all right. Go ahead. that's what we'll rub it in. That's our special beer that we're featuring. This is like a wild card show we're doing for episode 120. So, yes, Mike is the only one that will be trying the 120-minute IPA from Dogfish Head.
Yeah, bitches! I found it!
Chris, what will you be trying this week?
Well, as part of my tasting flight for this week, I will be trying the Black Ball Belgian IPA from Karl Strauss.
Excuse me?
And why Karl Strauss?
Because I was in San Diego over my summer vacation. I thought this was kind of the wild card / summer vacation episode.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. I think the point was that this wild card is Toby and Chris recently went on trips and picked up some beers, so I figured...
there you go.
You know, why not try to throw a show together?
I'm just now figuring it out.
I went to Southern California, and I figured I'd grab something very local down there, but also very popular, and that was Karl Strauss, and that's what I'm going to be drinking.
Sweet. Ooh. What about you, Mike?
I didn't go on any special trips, but I did pick up a special new beer from Trogues. Oh yeah, my expedition.
You went to the beach.
I went to the beach. That's true. But I didn't pick up any special beers. Yes, I did weather a hurricane. Not really. It was a tropical storm that basically broke up into virtually nothing. But
by the time it got to you, I mean, it was it was a hurricane. Down south.
Down south. Yeah.
New York.
Down south of New York. Yeah. I did pick up a couple good beers, though, from Trogues. I got their brand new, at least I think it's fairly new, their Perpetual IPA. Very interesting, continually hopped IPA that I'm looking forward to trying.
Sweet.
And also, Dogfish Head's 120-minute IPA. That's right.
Whatever.
I found it. I hunted it down. I went on an expedition. Me and Jacques, the ghost of Jacques Cousteau, we found this sucker. And I'm going to drink it.
And I will be, well, on my summer vacation, I went to Portland, Oregon, and I picked up I have a bottle of the Deschutes Conflux number 2. So, looking forward to trying that bad boy here on the show.
Yeah, it's some good beers.
So, yeah, so what do you say? Let's get into this 120-minute episode. Ooh. 120, bitches!
That's right.
This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
For our fermentation conversation this week, I'm trying the Dogfish Head. Yes, mine. I really do wish I could share this with you guys because this is a big beer, needless to say. This is Dogfish Head's 120-minute IPA. This is from Dogfish Head Brewery out of Milton, Delaware. Their website is www.dogfish.com.
Keep in mind that he really wishes that he could share this with us. And as of yet, the post office hasn't closed down.
Right. But I can't really split the bottle in thirds and get it to you.
Get a couple as much extra as bottles, I'd like to. But hey.
Yeah. I found one. That was it. I had one, and he had one to sell me, and that's what I bought. I got very lucky. It was actually by happenstance. We had a conversation, and I said, hey, you know, you're not supposed to get any of these, right? Because you can't carry beers at this alcohol percentage anymore, and blah, blah, blah. And he said, reaches down underneath. I didn't say who it was or where I was.
Be very, very quiet. I'm anyway, 120.
Right. I had all kinds of stuff. Like I said, I hunted this down. No, but anyway, I got it. And the ABV on this beer, listen to this. It says 15 to 20%, but I heard in an interview that Sam himself from Dogfish Head, says that it's about 18-ish percent ABV. They found that was kind of the good target ABV for this beer. The IBUs are 120. So this, needless to say, is a very limited release. Some people say this is even kind of too big of a beer to be called a beer because of the alcohol content and whatnot. I'm not quite sure
what that... Those people are dumb.
Yeah. But I'm going to crack this and then talk a little bit more about it here.
Because I've had 18% is high... But I've had higher.
Yeah.
And it's still a beer.
Oh, wow. Okay. So. Missed it by that much. Yeah. Yeah. Here, they basically gave the people who had ordered the beer and they knew they weren't going to get it, that the distributors would walk around and basically give the different shops like one or two bottles just to kind of like, hey, sorry, we couldn't fill the order, but here's one bottle, here's two bottles, that kind of thing. This is a very, actually looks like a Belgian, it's got that very orangey kind of color to it. Virtually no head, just kind of a skim of head on the top. Unbelievably clinging to the glass, the lacing is insane. On the nose... What are you laughing about?
I was going to make a joke about your hair.
What hair?
Because you said a skim of head on the top, and I was going to say kind of like your hair.
Just a skim of
hair on the top.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Because
the only reason because you're like leaning into the camera.
Yeah, it's all shiny.
And like it's all shiny and just this big bald head kind of right in my face. Yep. Sorry.
It's got a very buttery caramel aroma, some citrus in there, but lots of sugary, big brown sugar. You know when you like open a bag of brown sugar and you almost get like a buttery sugar smell?
Yep.
It's that. That's that and some citrus and the alcohol kind of permeates the sinuses a little bit there. Oh, and they actually boil this for 2 hours while it's being continuously hopped, and they use, you know, high alpha American hops, and then they dry hop it daily in the fermenter for a month, and then they age it for another month on whole leaf hops. So this is a hop, like, exponential hoppiness.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
No, that's a different beer.
120.
That's right. This is 120. Right. It's a different beer. But they hop it a lot.
Yeah, it's an Alpine.
I gotta take a sip. I can't.
Yeah.
Alpine.
Incredible aromas, though. This very caramel, buttery, booziness. Take a sip, yeah. Wow. Wow. It's like a raisin tea.
Huh.
Like a very alcoholic raisin tea. Some like a cinnamony orange.
I wonder if that's something that's kind of indicative of at once you get to the higher alcohol levels. Because most things that I've tried that are the really high alcohol contents, like the, what was it, the Samael or the...
Yeah, Mephistopheles.
One of those Avery ones. Right, those all had very raisiny qualities. And then the Utopias also has a very, like, raisiny quality to it.
I wonder if that just kind of comes out in the sugar. Because, you know, it's basically, it's so sweet from the residual sugars. But, it'd be interesting to know why it smells like raisins. Maybe that combination kind of smells like raisins.
Yeah, I think in order to get that alcohol content up so high, you really have to have a lot of sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a, you know, by getting a lot in there, there's a lot left over. And so that's probably it.
Yeah. It's all those like, and there's a lot of them. It's cause it's sweet. You take a sip and it's sweet, but it you get the alcohol that kind of snaps right back at you because it kind of dries up and kind of finishes, you know, that little bit drier, but it has a very kind of syrupy sweetness without getting kind of it doesn't taste, you know, it doesn't have that like syrupy on the tongue, but it kind of I guess I'm not really explaining myself that well, but it doesn't have a syrupy feel, but it has a syrupy taste.
Kind of maple-y?
It's weird. It's not like maple, though. It's more like a... I don't know if you've ever had, like, birch syrup.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have a maple quality. It's got some other kind of, like, tree-type syrupiness.
Yeah.
But, like, an earthy sweetness.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's deep, like, I mean, raisins soaked in molasses kind of sweetness.
Wow. It's like borderline barley wine.
And it's crazy that they talk about all the hop. I mean, because the hops are present, but that the sugar and the yeast, I think, still kind of overcome all those, that bitter hoppiness. It's actually quite a bit more balanced than I would expect it to be, being such a big, heavy beer like that. Wow.
Did you pair it?
Mm. No, not at all. It's too...
Wow.
It's too... I mean, it's after dinner. You're sipping on this, you know, small... Like, this 12-ounce bottle would be good to share with, like I said, you know, 3-4 people, whatever, just a little bit in a wine glass and kind of sip on it, a snifter preferably. I don't actually have one. I wish I did. It's kind of just out of a wine glass right now. But no, I wouldn't pair this with any food, because the complexity that's in here, all the stuff, I think it's by itself is kind of a is worthy enough, so to speak. Rate Beer rates this 99 out of 100. The Beer Advocate users rate this a B+, and the Allstrom brothers have not weighed in on this beer. Amazing. Which very
really, it
really, really surprises me. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Very much so that they wouldn't have tried this.
Well, it's because
I'd actually
didn't send
get
it to them for free.
Well, that's true too. But I'd actually like to see what their take is on this, because I can see how some people might think this is too much, but having it sit here in the glass and letting it breathe and get to temperature, I think it's really, really so much different when you actually get to kind of sit and appreciate it. It's not, I was worried it was going to be too boozy and too big and too bold for me, but... Well, I'd like to say if you get a chance, check it out. But, geez, man, I don't know how you'd be able to find one at least this year. You know, good luck if you do. But it's the Dogfish Head 120-minute IPA.
2011.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
Hop Topic. And Backwash. Together. All rolled up into one. One segment. Okay. Okay, so we're doing things a little bit different this week.
Now, there's a food pairing.
What was it? Last week, we actually got this email about a week ago from the team over at Beer Profit, which is a brand new app. It's a beer app for what? For iPhones, iPads, iPod touch.
It's basically all iOS. Yeah. So there's no Android version yet, which I'm kind of angry about.
Well,
So the team over at Beer Profit sent us an email last week, and they said, "Hey, we want your, you know, we just launched this. We want your opinion on it. So check it out." So, you know, we're totally stoked. We're totally honored that these guys reached out to us. And
although we did send out a cease and desist letter on their coasters thing. So,
so we're experiencing some technical difficulties.
Okay, we're cool.
And apparently, so the email said,
"Hi, Mike, Toby, and Chris. We're hoping that we could get your Yeah, we're hoping that we could get your thoughts on the new beer app that we developed, and perhaps mention in your publication. U.S. craft beer market has exploded over the past few years, blah, 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 across U.S., 1,700 breweries. They give us a description.
Blah, blah, blah. Get to the good stuff.
They give us a description about the application. And so for 99 cents, you can download this app for your iPhone.
Well, what do they say as their description?
Basically, they have some of the features listed that say know all about the beer before you buy it. Discover thousands of different U.S. craft beers. There's personalized recommendations. There's a Will I Like It feature. I'm kind of going over these randomly, so I'm not going to mention all the features. There's an interactive Coasters. Discussion forum. You can learn about the beers and the breweries in a special featured section. You can add and submit beers. You can check in like we do with Untappd. And you can learn all about, there's a little PhD section, which has kind of like some history and information about brewing and that kind of thing.
We've all had a chance to kind of play around with it. Some of us, I think, more than others.
Well, yes. I don't know if I've had the least amount of time to play with it. I guess we'll find out as we talk about it. First things first, visually, very, very nice. Very well done.
I'll
say that. You know, as kind of being beer geeks, I have a little bit of an issue with everything being in the same glass. It's all like in a whites and glass, and it just shows different hues of the beer. Not that big of a deal. But I really like the kind of ease of use of how everything's kind of accessible.
Well, I like when you do look at a beer and it actually has like a button you can click that tells you about the brewery. So it's like not just about the beer you're about to drink or that you just drank, but you can also click on and find out more about the brewery. You can even hit the map button and it shows you where the brewery is.
We should say,
which is pretty cool.
That
it's a nice feature
that we pretty much tried this on every single iOS device, because Toby, you use an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. I didn't even
Mike,
think about
you've
that.
Got an iPod Touch. Yep. And I have an iPad.
Yes.
Right.
So we all used something different.
Right.
Now, I think...
Now, on the iPad, do you have like a HD version?
Yeah.
Or is it
It's,
really?
Yeah, it's, okay. an iPad native. Well, sorry, not native, but it's the combo one that they do where it's an iPad and iPhone version.
Yeah, and you can link it to your Facebook. You can link it to your Twitter. You can email beers that you're trying to people. You can check in, like Mike said, kind of like Untappd.
Did you set up your profile as a beer novice or guru?
I put guru.
See, I was going to, and I thought that was kind of a little too.
Hey,
oh come on!
Hey, we've done 120 of these shows.
Well, if
I'm thinking, I should have put guru, but I put novice. So
if
I don't
the
know
choice
if,
is novice
if that
or
has
guru,
an effect on the interface or not, you know, like if it actually
say spells out things more for me than it would for you guys.
I have a feeling that those entry questions, all those are for recommendations. Because this is actually one of the things that I like about this, at least in concept. I don't think I've used it enough to really get it to learn my drinking habits or what I like. But but I like the idea of the Pandora for beer. So that it provides recommendations based on what you've had before and how you rated them.
Which is where Untappd, I think, fails. To kind of get off topic, but
so I like that fact. I like the journal, mm-hmm. how it's got them all arranged right there for you, all of the ones that you've rated, and it's very clean. I like that. Like you guys were saying before, the app is a very clean app.
And the fact that they award you with coasters and not badges is genius.
Yeah.
as long as we get a beer coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
And this is all in its infancy. I mean, this thing just came out. So I found that, you know, there's a lot of beers that need to be added, which is pretty cool. You know, that you can be the first ones that we are part of the beginning of this, that we can put in beers that aren't, go by region.
I didn't see where you could add a beer.
It's right there on the first page. Up in the top right, there's a plus button.
Okay.
You have to go all the way back to the beginning classic, and hit the plus button, and then you can add it. But you can't add a beer unless you've rated five beers first.
Okay.
So once you've rated five beers, then you can add a beer.
Interesting.
Which I had an issue with seeing where the rating was, because I didn't even know there was a rating system.
It's just
I
just the thought, stars,
well, how did they know? Yeah, but the way that they're laid out in that bar and with the background color, I didn't even see them. I don't know if I was... Oh. I don't know why. They kind of blend into the background.
Oh, yes. It does until they're lit up, right?
Yeah, once you hit the stars, they light up.
That's a problem. It looked fine for me on the iPad, but maybe it's because it's bigger and...
Yeah. You're right, Toby.
The stars are very faded.
I didn't even notice them. I thought it was maybe even part of the graphic itself. And
so I actually had a complaint that I contacted the Beer Prophet team about, is that there was no rating system. So like, how are you able to give me suggestions on beers if I'm not even telling you if I'd like or don't like? But then, of course, after I emailed them, I was like, oh, there's the star rating. So it's a 5-star rating system.
So it's just like it's just like Untappd. So when you go and you look at a beer.
Yeah.
You pull up kind of the. I had some buggy issues too, where I would pull up a beer, but then it would flip back to the other beers, and there were some things not working right about mine. But those are, I don't count technical issues because when an app's this early, that stuff eventually gets ironed out.
Hmm. And my one word of advice is when you are first signing up for this, to go ahead and tell them that you want your location to be activated.
And you know, I didn't even get that option. It never even prompted me for that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because I'm on the iPhone, but I remember in the beginning when it asks you all those questions, you know, what kind of beer styles do you like and all this stuff. Of course, I checked them all.
I know. It was like, what? Really? You want me to narrow it down? Because.
Or then, you know, are you a hophead? What was it? Malt? They said malt something?
Malty man. Yeah. And then there was
I'm a malty man.
And then there was a well balanced beer.
Yeah. I think I had to go to
well balanced.
Oh no, I did well balanced because
it only lets you do one.
Yeah.
Because I started clicking them all and only let me do one. So like, all right, I guess I got to go with
that's
balance.
A hard question though, because
it is.
Depends on the mood. Sometimes I just like a really hoppy IPA. Right. You know,
sometimes you like a hop bomb, and sometimes you like a mild, like nice light malty.
Yeah, sometimes I like just a really roasty, malty. Mm.
You know how us coasters like the roasted roastiness.
That's right. Although we haven't had much roasted roastiness in a long time.
Oh,
it's
in
the summer. Yeah, it's coming now.
It's coming up.
I still miss it.
It's coming.
I'm ready.
So one of the things I was going to say about this app is that I think it's very much, this is a perfect add-on set for Untappd. Like, it's got a lot of features in it that Untappd
should
be doing. you know?
Right.
The tough thing that these guys at Beer Prophet face is, and I know they're not trying to be the same thing, but Untappd is going to be way more successful because of the social aspect to it.
Mm.
You know, so
yeah,
it's the Foursquare check-in. I mean, Untappd is Foursquare. They use the Foursquare API. So it's, you know, that whole concept is much more engaging than, because you want to, you know, if you earn a badge, you want it to show all your friends that you got a badge, you know?
That's kind of the whole
point. Granted, and
if
and
you
it,
get a badge, you're showing it off to all the other people that are watching.
Right. And the thing about it is that it does, I'm sure it does that like with Facebook, like it'll post it to your Facebook. But the whole idea of Untappd is that you have this group of beer friends versus your whole like list of family friends,
people
that you met at a party.
Which is a big difference. Yeah.
Right. And so the Untappd has a more community feel to it.
Yeah. Because I'll be lucky if I have maybe half a dozen of my, you know, Facebook friends that actually like craft beer, you know? I mean, I'm sure there's more than that, but not many more than that. So, you know, what do they care if I, you know, you tried what kind of beer and, oh, what, you're on some, you know, it's so abstract to them. But yet with Untappd, it's everybody's on there that's all about the beer and it's a very tight little social group that's very specific.
I think that the Beer Prophet guys would benefit greatly from partnering with Untappd. Like, I think if they used Untappd social features with their Pandora style recommendation engine, and now I'm saying that without actually having used it too much, so I don't really know if it's an effective recommendation engine.
It's still so new that it is kind of tough.
But the concept is good. Yeah, and I mean, that was the other thing, is like, even the beer I drank tonight wasn't on there. So,
Well, I do like. Yeah, it's this,
and it's
is
missing
very
a lot
more
of breweries.
Yeah,
like I looked at
well, it's so new. But like there's a lot of stuff that's
like, I looked at the DFW, Dallas Fort Worth Metroplex area, and there isn't a single one listed in there. And we have at least three or four.
I looked at the forums, and there was someone who posted from, you know, Massachusetts saying, you know, that we have more than two breweries here in Massachusetts. Like,
yeah.
You know, but obviously this is new. It's brand new, and they need users to be able to kind of submit all this stuff as well. I mean, that's why Untappd,
but I mean, how hard is it to find out all the breweries? You know,
building a database.
That's something that should have been done before you launched the app.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is more, to me, this is a very, like, personal thing where you have your journal, you have your, you have your notes that you take on certain beers, and then you share it with some people.
Because I've been looking for a good, like, beer journal style app, and that works really well for this. So again, it's like it's almost like this is your, like you were saying, your own, like, sort of personal beer app where you rate them for yourself and you take your notes for yourself and you. So you have your own history log, so to speak, right? Mm-hmm. And then in conjunction with that would be Untappd, which is more of a social
network. Look what I'm drinking right now, where I'm at.
Right.
And one thing we haven't mentioned at all was, I mean, the 99-cent price point, I think, is so perfect for apps. Because, I mean, I thought nothing, personally, I thought nothing of downloading and buying this app.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's totally worth 99 cents.
Yeah. But here's the other thing. You have to have Android support at this point. I mean, you can't function
to come out with it
on iOS only.
Yeah. And a lot of stuff comes out at first though, and then it kind of trickles down, which is I don't like that. I don't like the fact that everything, you know, comes out, you know, the stuff that comes out on the iOS, we got to wait a while to get it on Android, and that really kind of bugs me, but
yeah, forgetting that the Android is the larger platform at this point, but whatever.
Yeah, and I enjoy my... And the thing is I got the Android phone with me all the time.
All the
time. I don't always have this iPod Touch with me, so...
All right.
But anyway, that's a whole nother talk show, I guess, if that's what you want to get.
And one other thing I did like about it is in the forum section, they have a homebrewing forum, which is cool because...
Yeah. No, I think the forum aspect
what
are the, is
what
great.
What other apps out there? I mean, there are homebrewing apps out there and stuff, but this is nice that there's an actual forum where you can post questions and comment on other people's forum posts and stuff. It's
hopefully it'll be busier than the Beer cool. Coasters forum.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's the Beer Prophet app. Look for it with your iOS devices.
Yep. Get on iTunes.
It's only 99 cents, so yeah, I say check it out.
I would definitely say
check it out. For 99 cents, it's even worth, you know, I mean, just, I mean, check it out and, you know,
like
to kind of
give for me your opinion. And using the iPad, it's, you know, it's definitely something that I'm going to use on an ongoing basis.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. You know what we'll do maybe as a little further down the line, we get more time to do this, and yeah, we'll follow up so we can
we'll do a follow
log
up.
Beers and use the journal and the forums and whatnot, and we'll give kind of a more detailed review. Not that we haven't run too long on this one already, but
and we'll be posting this stuff on Facebook too, so you know, you can check out our Beer Prophet posts and stuff. So
Beer Coaster Mike on Beer Prophet.
And now, representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
Alrighty. So for my beer this week, I am trying the Black Ball Belgian IPA from Carl Strauss Brewing. It's Carl Strauss Brewing out of San Diego, California. Yeah, website is www.carlstrauss.com. Style of this beer is a Belgian IPA, ABV of 8.5%, IBUs a whopping 80. Ingredients, they use New Zealand and Cascade hops, a Belgian ale yeast, and then they also use coriander and curacao. So,
shout out to the Kiwi brothers.
Spicy orange flavors in there.
Yeah.
What made you pick this one? California beer.
Well, because I was in California, like I said in the intro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
That was such a long time ago.
You forget. But yeah, our little trip out to California, and I wanted to pick up something very uniquely San Diegan. So I went with Uncle Carl. So I'm going to crack it.
Thank you for drinking my beer.
All right.
What's the Black Ball, Chris?
The Black Ball is the...
Excuse me?
The flag that they put on the beach to indicate rough surf.
All right. Ooh. Spoken like a true Southern Californian.
There you go. So, poured it into a tulip glass and got a lot of head. I don't know if you guys can see that, but
a
whole bunch of head on it. Fluffy white head. Very golden in color. Very clear. So, on the nose, there's some very earthy funkiness in there.
Like the funk.
Like an earthy, windy, fiery funk?
Yeah. Yes. Now we're talking.
A little bit of orange. There's some spices in there. That's really good. All right. A little bit of banana. Okay, I don't need background music.
Sorry. Wait. It's my earth, wind, and fire.
Oh, that's tasty. Lots of banana in the flavor.
Whoa.
Some little bit of spicy orange. So, you know, when you have like a kind of an orange that isn't like super cold, but it kind of has the sort of like room temperature, but has some pulpiness to it. So it's a really sweet orangey. That's kind of what I'm getting out of this guy.
Orange and banana.
Like a smoothie.
Spiciness.
Smoothie. Yeah.
Beer smoothies.
An orange banana smoothie. Mm. It is a very creamy beer, so it's almost there. If I was going to pair this with something.
What style does it say that it is? Technically?
Belgian IPA.
Now you were asking me earlier, Chris, does it remind me of the. Because I've had it before. Does it remind me of the Raging Bitch? What about you? What do you think?
Flying Dog Raging Bitch for those of you listeners who don't know what we're talking
about. It's not as good as the Raging Bitch. Definitely not.
Well, I wasn't asking you to compare or decide which one was better.
I'm going to do that anyway.
Okay.
This one's different because of the coriander and the curacao, so it's not as banana-y as the Raging Bitch is. And even though this has 80 IBUs in it, I don't get that strong of a hop character. I mean, it's a strong hop character, but not 80's a lot.
Not a bitter hop,
right?
Even though, you know, their IBUs should be bitter.
Yeah,
I guess
I would think so.
It's all very scientific.
Yep. Kind of bitter.
What was the food pairing? Did you decide on something?
No, because I was interrupted in my mental thought process. I was running through my Rolodex of food.
It's a big one too.
It is a big one. Damn right.
The food Rolodex.
Fish tacos.
Sweet.
Oh. Yep.
Now there's a San Diego choice.
There you go. That's why. Yeah, I think fish tacos would actually go really good with this. So yeah, that's the Black Ball Belgian IPA from Karl Strauss Brewing.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
So, for my tasting flight this week, I'm trying Trogues Perpetual IPA. This brewery is Trogues Brewery out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Their website...
What is it?
Trogues.
Harrisburg. Where?
Harrisburg.
I'm trying to be perpetually Pennsylvania.
Oh.
I can see that it started to work.
You don't need to try so hard. It comes naturally. The website is www.trogues.com. Trogues, T-R-O-E-G-S. Don't forget the umlaut on the O.
How the hell do you even put that in a website?
Let's see. What, the umlaut? I don't think you can do that on a URL. That's how they spell it. This is kind of interesting. This is a double IPA. And for hops, they use Bravo, Chinook, and Mount Hood in the boil. I'm going to crack it while I'm talking about this, and I'll go over some other stuff. Then they have a hop back chamber that they use Mount Hood and Nugget in the hop back. And then they dry hop it with Citra, Cascade, and
hops.
Amarillo. ABV on this beer is 7.5%, and the IBUs are 85. Ooh. So, it's kind of light for an IPA. It's kind of that darker yellow, light golden. Got about a Yeti finger of head, fluffy and white. The nose, big stinky.
Big stinky.
Hop character, like a
love me some big stinky.
That's the big stinky.
Funky, citrusy, piney. And you name it, citrus and pine, like this.
Dude, there needs to be. That's my next. That's my next homebrew. The big stinky.
The big stinky, or the big.
There you
go. Sticky stinky.
Sticky stinky. Sticky icky.
Sticky icky.
Me some sticky icky.
There's some pepper in the nose too, like a peppery kind of aroma. Big hops. It's definitely tastes like a double IPA. Got that big dry hop kind of flavor to it. Kind of that funky skunky goodness. The big funky stinky. Skunk. That's a good name for a beer too. You can't really get any of the alcohol. It just tastes like a dry hop. IPA.
Any sticky ickiness.
A little bit of sticky ickiness. Big, like I said, the citrus and pine on the nose. There's just lots of hops.
They are related to hops.
I'm not really getting much in the way of malt on this. We have, and now that it's weird because now I said there was really no malt, and now I'm actually getting malt towards the end. And then it just kind of dries up again.
So what do you mean there's no malt? I'm right here.
Yeah. It's kind of this grainy maltiness. It's kind of good. I mean, it's a good kind of sticky IPA. It's got a good mouthfeel. It's not too heavy. It's kind of on the lighter side.
So if you could define this beer in one word, sticky.
Sticky. Ooh. That's right.
Is that a new question we got to put for our reviews? If you could sum this beer up in one word,
sum it up in one word. That's not a bad idea. Right. I might try to do that. Well, because of the overwhelming amount of hops here and the stickiness, I was thinking maybe a sticky food pairing and go with some ribs on this one.
Some ribs?
Ribs. Kind of a spicy, maybe even like a spicy chili barbecue sauce or something.
Rose a little doobie. Do you need a toothpick with that beer, Mike?
Because of this outrageous hoppiness, what do you think rate beer rated this one, guys?
93.
99. Toby is correct. And the Beer Advocate users rate this an A-, and the Ulster Mothers a B+.
I was trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Check it.
You have to wait for my rating until the end of the show. That's just how this works. But if you get a chance, check it out. This is a new beer from Troegs. This is the Perpetual IPA.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
All right, it's Toby out west. This...
Whoa. Snap, crackle,
that was
pop.
Not me.
Sorry, I wanted another one.
Chris is cracking it early.
All right, so this is...
We drink beer. But we do. Sometimes it's spontaneous. Sometimes it's planned. I don't know what that is.
Is that Maui?
He's flashing a label in our face.
The mono wheat.
Oh, sweet.
Anyway, go on.
Maui. All right, so this is Deschutes Brewing Company out of Bend, Oregon. They've been brewing since 1988. This is the Conflux series number 2. Now, if you're not familiar with the Conflux series, it's actually a collaboration with Boulevard Brewing out of Kansas City, Missouri. Now, this is the second time they've collaborated on this type of beer. And what's cool about this is if you buy it from...
I thought it was a power module for the flux capacitor.
Oh, right.
Wrong. Conflux number 2.
So if you buy it through Boulevard, if you buy it through Boulevard, it's actually called the Collaboration number 2 White IPA through their Smokestack series.
Is that like Mambo number 5?
I've had some stuff from their Smokestack series.
Yeah, Mike. I think Mike did one of their beers.
No, I
from
did
the Smokestack.
No, nope. I don't get Smokestack stuff.
I thought Mike was cheating and he stole from your region.
No.
Like he does all the time. Yep.
Bastard.
I'm a big region
Anyways,
stealer. Speaking of which, I got a couple coming up that's going to be a region stealer coming up soon.
Yeah, me too.
Talk about that later.
Okay, so this is the Conflux number 2. Find out more info at DeschutesBrewery.com. They call this a white IPA. Comes in at 7.3% ABV with 60 IBUs. I'm going to crack it.
IPA should not be white.
There ain't no white Indians.
This should be golden.
It's pretty pale. Your IPA, very pale. Yeah,
wrong,
very,
wrong
very. Yeah.
You're going to get hate mail.
Feathers
not dots. Oh, God.
Okay, so it pours out very pale in color. It's very pale yellow, a little cloudy. I got about a half finger of head. It's, no worries, dude. No worries. Yeah. The ingredients it uses, Bravo, Citra, Cascade, and Centennial hops. The malts are wheat and Pilsner malts.
Also banned from all the casinos.
It uses a Belgian yeast strain. So on the news. Ooh. Hoppy. Oh yeah, it's like really like grapefruit, lemon, ooh.
Curry.
There's even a I can even pick up on the barnyardness. Like I want to even say hey. Like there's even this
hey.
Like hey.
I want to say hey.
I just want to say hey. Oh. Hey, beer coasters.
It's like a bubblegum. Oh man, that smells good. I had this when I was at the brew pub in Portland.
Sounds gay. Bubblegum.
The beer is not gay.
No.
Beer is not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Is that pine? There's a little bit of pine in there.
Taking a sip, yeah.
I did not. Very clean. Nice, it's a very good mouthfeel, very like full, tangy mouthfeel. There's the bubblegum in the flavor. Very Belgian, more Belgian on the tongue than on the nose.
It was blowing up.
You seriously didn't put your phone on silent? How dare you, sir? We're doing a podcast here. But this is
an alarm.
This is a professional establishment.
Is it a beer profit alarm?
What? Get it, alarms. Oh man, I didn't untap my beer. Damn. I'll do that while Toby's doing his review.
There's an
is that you rude can still and
you can pick up the like a little bit of the grapefruit, the bubblegum. There's a little bit of banana in there. It tastes like a Belgian IPA. Like I don't really get much of the weediness, I guess. So it is pretty smooth and a little creamy, but it just has this very dry finish and nice like bite on the end of the tongue, like nice bitter bite on the end of the tongue, but still a little sweet. This is damn tasty.
Did you pair it?
I think ribs.
You can't, but
I just paired with ribs. You can't pair with ribs. If I pair with ribs, that's not fair.
Oh, I can't.
No, I don't
They're
think
two
so.
Totally different beers.
All right. Yeah, but it's two totally it's same good. Foods.
It's all good. All right, ribs. So, and lastly, well,
I'm not going to say no to ribs, so I don't care what beer you give me.
And lastly, Toby, for your review, your one word review.
Well, I have to. Rate Beer gave this a 96 out of 100. Beer Advocate users gave it an A-. And if I was going to give this one word review, hey.
I think that's acceptable. Yeah, judges?
I think it is.
All right, so this is the Conflux number 2 collaboration beer with Deschutes Brewing Company and Boulevard Brewing Company. Check it out.
Check it out.
Starchild Bar says, dude was falling asleep and dropped his 64 ounce of beer and it broke. Dude started spazzing and ate some bread and mayo. Hashtag junkies. Alright, here we are in Last Call.
Like sips from the pint glass, these are the beers of our lives. Sorry.
Where'd that come from?
It's like our Days of Our Lives thing. Just struck me.
Yeah, but where'd that come from?
Came from me.
Alright, pint ratings. Chris. Sorry, Chris. Give me your pint rating. Well, no, let's go to Mike because you did the fermentation. It's usually what's first.
Yeah.
No, okay. Never mind. Mike. Chris. Chris, you go first.
Are we sure?
Jeez.
We
get back to me. I'm all over the place. Okay. Chris, really give me your pint rating.
So for the fermentation conversation this week for the 120-minute IPA, I'll defer to
one
Mike
word,
on that
Chris,
one.
One word,
Chris. One word. But for the... Black Ball Belgian IPA from Carl Strauss for my tasting flight. I really like this beer. In fact, I drank it all and then realized it was gone. Like it's very drinkable, and I was you know, cranking right through it.
Drank it all and then realized it was gone.
So yeah, I'm gonna give it 4 pints. It's tasty. It's got some interesting like fruity flavors in it, and
yeah,
I enjoyed it. So is this where we're gonna do our one word recap?
Yeah, do your one word recap.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't.
So
have
I have
one
to
word,
come up with one now.
Did you?
I have a spot there.
Uh huh.
In the fire.
I forgot all about it.
So going with the black ball Carl Strauss thing, I'm gonna go with righteous.
It's not sublimely self-righteous.
No,
it's just righteous.
Yes, it's judges. I heard from the judges. Okay. They said that was acceptable. Okay.
What about you, Mike?
For my fermentation conversation, the Dogfish Head 120-minute IPA. Wow. It's a big beer. Very, very complex. I really, really liked it. I'm giving it 5 just because...
What?
Sheer appreciation for, you know, being able to achieve a beer of this magnitude. So yes, kudos to Dogfish Head for my tasting flight.
Well, wait a minute,
flight.
Mike. I was going to ask you, how much did you pay for it?
$10 for a 12-ounce bottle.
For a 12-ounce bottle.
Yeah. It was not cheap,
dude. That's a
but
grip.
Then again, it was only 12 ounces, so it was. It's a crib. But it's I mean, I love it. Like I said, it's got this raisin, like raisin and brown sugar caramel, and the booziness and the hoppiness and the everythingness. The complexity of this beer is pretty impressive. So yeah, I think it was worth the money. I really do, and I don't say that very often about some of the beers that I drink. Now on the flip side, speaking of money's worth, I think I only paid $4.50 for my tasting flight, a 22-ounce bottle, and I'm giving that a 4.
What beer
was really
that?
Good. That's the Trogues Perpetual IPA.
Hey, wait, did we get a one-word review on the?
Oh yeah, one word on
the FC.
120.
Can I say complex, or that doesn't fly?
It's kind of weak, but.
Raisiny.
There we go. That works.
Raisiny.
For the. Trogues Perpetual IPA, my tasting flight, totally reminds me of the West Coast IPA. You know, sitting, it reminds me. These kind of IPAs take me back to O'Brien's Pub and having IPAs at O'Brien's. Because, in my opinion, in San Diego, that's the place to have an IPA because the owner is a big IPA guy and usually has the best IPAs, or at least a handful of some of the best IPAs available at the time. So. This kind of reminds me of that. Even though this is an East Coast brew, it tastes like a West Coast brew. So,
what was what was your one word? Sorry, I missed it.
Sticky.
Oh, yeah, sticky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I'm getting a phone call.
Well, didn't turn off your phone.
Weren't you just talking about somebody turning off their phone?
All right, for my tasting flight, for the Deschutes Conflux number 2, where they collaborated with Boulevard. This is freaking tasty. I so wish I had another bottle right now, and I so wish I didn't have to share it with Gina right now, but man, it's good.
Wow, dude, you're and a horrible husband.
She actually said we should probably bring 2 bottles home from Portland, and I was like, nah, let's just get the 1.
Again, you're a horrible husband.
I was totally wrong, dude. So I was going back and forth with 4.5 and 5 pints, and the fact that I am like craving another one of these right now, I think I'm gonna go 5 pints, man. It's great, man. There's like some great, really fruity hoppiness. There's that Belgian side. It's very, very drinkable. And coming in at, what did I say it was? 7.3%. Which isn't too high, but it's higher than your average, you know, session beer, of course. But man, it's delicious. It's like Belgian hop candy. And if that was one word, that would be my one word. but I think I said hey earlier. But I don't know if that's right. It's, I don't know if that's serious enough.
You know,
so can I say
really,
can I say candy?
You know what I really
instead?
Like? Sure. You know what I really like about our one word reviews?
What?
Is the little intro song you play before each one.
Oh, God. Not gonna happen, dude.
What are you talking about? Can't happen.
All right, so you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Untappd, Google Plus. Look for us on Beer Profit. So much stuff in the community. We're also available in iTunes, and I don't think we're on podcast.com anymore, but you can look for us on podcast.com.
And don't forget to check out our website. It's www.beercoasterspodcast.com. You can go on there and you can leave little comments for each episode. That's how we get a lot of the backwash that we get. And speaking of backwash, you can also email us backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com or call and leave us audio backwash at 339-BACKWASH with no C. That's 339-225-9274. And also while you're on the website, go check out the swag. Get some t-shirts, stickers, dime stuff. Just click on the shop link.
If you're really cool, you'll do that.
Yep.
And don't forget to tell your friends about the show and tell your friends' friends. It's a great little community. Thanks for listening. Cheers.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada. With happy hours from 3 to 6 p.m. every day. With an additional happy hour from Monday through Friday from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. That's 50% off all appetizers and selective craft beers. Aces and Ales, wide variety of craft beer on draft and bottles. Make sure you stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com to print out your free pint coupon. That's Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, East Side, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler.
Don't forget to support your local brewery, brew pub, just like Aces and Ales, like you just heard. And as always, drink local.
And don't drink and drive, because that's just dumb, especially, you know.
Yeah, don't forget to remind all our listeners, this is your show. We're just drinking in it. Cheers.
Cheers. And Mike, I guess, wanted to give a shout out to the Belgian Beer Fest coming up in Boston. And I want to give a shout out to Beer Profit. Thanks for reaching out to us. And yeah, thanks for giving us the opportunity to check out the app. And hopefully we were somewhat helpful.
Like anyway. I said, I mean, we didn't by any means bash it. I definitely think there's some issues with it that need to be addressed. But overall, I think it's a good idea, and I think it's something that I'll continue to use. So
yeah,
I think it's great for the iPad. Like, I think the idea of the beer journal concept on it is great for the iPad.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, cool. Cheers. See you next week.
Cheers. Multi-man.
I'm a multi-man.
Wow. Oh, somebody get the TV on or something?
It's my mom talking.
Oh.
Mom, I'm trying to do a podcast in here.
Wow.
That's the big stanky.
I love me some big stanky. So what you mean there's no malt? I'm right here.
We just lost all our tech support. Hey, is Dad going into work? Because I think I just got a phone call. Wow.